I'm good.
Is it okay to say the N-word?
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Let's hear it.
No!
Let's hear it.
Nigga!
Warning, the disclaimer is living in your walls, breeding an army. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this ever. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subjected to foul language, poor taste, and unqualified legal advice, not to mention a general lack of manners, in the audio that immediately follows. The disclaimer. The disclaimer has a rap battle scheduled for next Tuesday, and its subject is you. And now for your host, a man who knows what you did last summer, RU486.
Only because I put cameras everywhere. That is right. It is Saturday, Sunday, and this is the I Have Nothing show. Slide the pants in the off position and get informal with the person next to you. God, that creeps me out every time. I don't know why.
Well, because you know it's not a sound effect. I'm actually just taking off the pants when you say this.
But why do you have to put the mic so close?
You assume it's not always that close to my pants.
I don't know, man, but my internet's more fragile than a millennial right now. A millennial, sorry. Going in and out. With that and my fading connection, I shall throw to Madman. Oh, that's right, I better go around. PSV's on the show. Morps as panel operator again. And Madman will be reading the news. Madman. By those pants in the opposition.
Do we want to start with news and stupid humans or news and stupid animals?
Stupid humans. Save the animals for when you really want to get somebody in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. So, man with cocaine in his nostrils tells police the coke isn't his.
It wasn't me. I was just stealing it, I swear.
All right. A motorist pulled over with cocaine literally under his nose. Tells the cops, this blow isn't mine. Suburban cops claimed that Fabrico, oh yes, he's not a white man, of course. Fabrico Gimenzi, who already was on probation for drug charges, according to the Smoking Gun, had white powder in his nostrils when they encountered him over the weekend. And over the weekend was last weekend.
So, what, was he just stirring it in his nose for a friend?
I don't know. If we ever have a barbecue BSV and I give you a burger, once you take a bite out of it, I may have purchased the burger. I may have grilled the burger. That's your burger. Any of it stuck in your teeth is your burger. So it may have been his friend's blow originally, but I'm going, once you snort it, it becomes your blow.
Well, it's sort of like borrowing a tissue. You don't actually want to hand that back.
No.
I'm just envisioning the scene in the first Austin Powers movie where you're sitting there, it's not mine, I swear, with the pump. And they just keep pulling out more and more stuff, explaining that it is, in fact, his. It's like, that's the scene I envision with the cops and this guy with the cocaine in his nose. I don't know why.
Oh, that's because you read the rest of the story. After police asked the 20-year-old about the residue on his face at about 4:30 a.m. Sunday, he attempted to tell the deputies the cocaine on his nose is not his. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office reportedly conducted a field test on the powdered, literally right under the suspect's nose, and concluded it was indeed cocaine. They then searched the suspect and his backpack, where they found some more nose candy, as well as marijuana and 13 Xanax pills. So, yeah, Morps, they kept finding stuff. And by pot, I don't mean like that quarter ounce or an ounce or, you know, I'm going to get stoned this week. I mean, ooh, it's like looking like a 13-pound trash bag. I'm sorry, a 13-quart trash bag.
No, no, you're just really lowballing how much this guy intends to smoke. He's just going to light it up out of the bag and sit there and take puffs.
The way to fly.
It's like, what, they said you couldn't OD on pot. I intended to prove them wrong.
I just see.
Oh, we lost him.
Oh. And that 13-gallon trash bag, it wasn't just one. There were...
Well, yeah, one for morning, one for noon, one for night, obviously.
Yeah, there were 11 of them.
No, really, it's not mine.
Really, I'm just transporting this for the Mexican cartel. Please put it back in my fucking Honda, or they're going to shoot me. That should have been this man's defense. They are going to murder my ass because you're taking their fucking weed.
Awesome.
I really need to set my router. This is killing me.
Well, I mean, if you want to reset the router, we can put the hold music up.
You guys could keep doing the show. Sorry about this. This is just driving me absolutely crazy. It only just started like 20 minutes ago, of course.
Jimenez is currently on probation over a bust from August. So this isn't the man's first rodeo.
And although, yet he's still dumb enough to try to claim it's not his.
We'll give him props. A lot of stupid drug dealers have tricked out cars that scream, "Hi, I'm selling cocaine." This dude's driving a 10-year-old Honda. So there's not a way to properly trick out a 10-year-old Honda.
Well, that just might be his work car. He might have the tricked out sports car at home. He just wasn't driving it on the weekend because that would be stupid and draw attention to himself. Of course, we're assuming this from a man who tried to claim the cocaine on his lip wasn't his. So...
Yeah, I mean, when you're falling off a mountain, you might as well try to fly, right?
Go for the Superman.
Go for the fucking Superman. The coke is not mine, officer. What you really need to do is carry some baby wipes, and after you, you know, take some blow with your nose, you wipe your fucking nose.
Don't you guys routinely get mad at me for telling, you know, people how to do this shit?
Well, this was how to do it. A show formerly hosted by Morps, currently being co-opted by Madman. When you do your blow, after you're done, wipe your fucking nose with a moist towelette. Thoroughly. You'll be good.
Don't inhale the moist towelette.
Unless the walls of your nose are torn down, like, you know, they always show the PSA where the guy can take a tissue and go up one nostril and down the other. Probably shouldn't do that with the moist towelette. I bet the alcohol would sting like a bitch doing.
Yeah, that would hurt. I didn't say an alcohol swab. I said a moist towelette.
Don't those usually have like a little bit of alcohol in them for sterility?
No, they're the grown up version of baby wipes.
Oh.
But if you want to do an alcohol swab as well, that will disinfect the cocaine on your nose along with your nose.
Well, I'm just thinking it's something they're more likely to have with them, you know.
Should be in every first aid kit.
Every first aid kit, you get a handful of them if you go get chicken wings. I mean, you know.
Again, you're confusing them with moist towelettes. I think we need to move on. I'm going to classify this as an animal story because I do believe we should be able to be issued hunting licenses if we're going to treat these things like animals.
Are you about to talk about, like, a minority?
Oh, God, I hope they're a minority. I hope they remain a minority. An insignificant minority that we can possibly hunt for sport. And yes, feel free to clip this, and if I ever run for office, I am going to stand behind this.
That's not the right button. What's the right button? Or, five.
What's the
five,
right button?
Five is the right button.
Sorry, I'm white! I'm sorry, I'm male! Why? Why am I a monster?
Portland City Council votes to give furries the right to defecate and mate in dog parks.
What?
I had to throw in the "and mate" because they put a comma. Defecate, comma, mate in dog parks. This person does not know the English language.
What city was this again?
Portland.
Never go to Portland.
Oregon.
Ever.
R. Horbis JD, you fucking suck. He writes for Real News right now, and he does not know that you use a comma if it's three or more, and if it's two.
So
fucking hire an editor.
Can we assume that the city council that passed this didn't know what a furry was and just assumed it was some kind of dog or something and didn't know that it was people in fucking suits?
We can hopefully assume
either that. I'm hoping it's that and not that the government in Portland has been taken over by furries.
Do you have to enforce a leash law? Do you have to enforce, you know, do you have to enforce the scooper law?
Oh, it's a dog park. You can take your dogs off of leashes at a dog park.
But still, I mean, don't people have to clean up after their pets at a dog park?
They're supposed to.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, so Fido's supposed to keep his own little baggie, so he drops trowel shits and then scoops it up himself.
And then catches a bullet from the hunter in the bushes.
Hey, Ed, I got a white one.
I think these could qualify as coyotes. Now, unless one of them actually dresses up as a deer, then you'll need a deer tag. But I'm cool with this. The whole hunting them. Portland, Oregon. Portland's city council. Oh, God. So this is the city. Portland City Council on Wednesday voted 3-1 in favor of the Equal Use Act. It was called the Equal Use Act.
Can we assume that the one city councilman who voted against this was screaming, "They're idiots in costumes. Why are you letting them publicly defecate?"
And the other two were staring at him oddly wearing the costumes.
Now that would have been a meeting worth watching.
And then the third one that voted for it was like, "One of these guys gave me a ride. I have to vote for this or I'm walking home."
That or it's like, you know, the furry block actually gave a significant amount of money to a local election.
But I do believe they need three nooses in front of City Hall. And then the one guy that didn't vote for it does get to live and possibly pull the lever. Equal Use Act, a new resolution granting individuals who identify as furries the same rights afforded to dogs. Dogs don't have rights. Dogs are property. I can cook them. I can fucking shoot a dog and cook it. And you know what the cops are going to charge me with? Nothing, because it's a fucking dog. Unless the dog's owned by someone. And then they're going to charge me with shooting someone's dog. A property crime. I'll have to pay the owner of the dog for the dog that I'm fucking cooking. Dogs have no rights. You can't share rights with something that has no fucking rights.
Sure you can. It means you're giving your rights up.
We just need to put them out. Put them down. They have the mange. Put them down. Dogs and their respective owners.
So. Yeah, well, so if we're giving them all the treating them like dogs. So if they show up without an owner, that means we have to call the animal control to have them rounded up and put in little cages, right?
Yep.
Dear diary, today I learned I needed to go to Portland with a shotgun.
Because it's the same rights as dogs and their owners who frequently populate off-leash areas and dog parks in the greater Portland area.
So,
dog parks.
So dogs and their owners are allowed to defecate and mate in a dog park. I mean, I know some people are really close with their dogs, but again,
that's gross, dude.
That shouldn't be done in public. That should be done at home, hiding in shame.
I do believe in Portland it may still be illegal to fuck your dog. BSV, I need you to do a Google search because I don't want that in my history. That's
I don't want it in my history.
Is it legal to fuck a dog in Portland? Oregon.
These are the deep questions.
I don't have a spare computer I can light on fire at the moment, so...
You can burn my router if you want. It's not worth shit today.
I mean, I have spare computers, but I don't want to have to burn them.
I want to sack for a ferry?
No, 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 no. If you're going to get the computer to work, you have to sacrifice a Mac user. We've been over this. Proper sacrifices to the computing gods.
Okay. So the decision comes after the heels of a four-day sit-in organized by PDX Furs.
Oh, so they passed it just to get them the fuck out of the office. They'll repeal it in a week.
And this is the original... They don't live in multiple regions. It's one area in Portland. We shipped them all there. But, regional furry community based in Portland, Oregon.
There is only one appropriate response. Gross.
I just imagine the smell after 4 days.
Yeah, I think that's probably why they gave up and passed it.
That's what I'm thinking. Fuck that.
This is a huge victory, said Bo Kerman. Not just for furries here in Portland, but furries living all across the United States.
I would think
we can shit in public.
I would think most furries would have a problem with this bill.
UNICEF has spent millions of dollars trying to get people to stop shitting in the streets, and we're now passing laws okaying this.
So progressive.
Yeah, there are
so
actual
beautiful
fucking health risks with this. My God, one of them could have worms.
Cholera. Dysentery.
It's going to be the Oregon Trail all over again.
Fucking E. coli. We need... want to be near human shit.
And they're
we
telling
need
the...
more
no
fire.
Oh, no, I just figured it out, Madman. They want the furries mating near the human shit, right? They're going to be more likely to pick up some of these infections and strains and pass it to others because of the nature of the activity they're engaged in.
Oh, God, this thing was involved with teaching children. Okay, so Bo, the one who's so happy that this is a victory for furries all across the U.S., a former kindergarten teacher and self-described furry rights advocate told the Portland Tribune that he identifies as a dog. I'm a dog, bitch. I'm a dog.
Woof, woof.
It's one thing to say you can't bring your cat or your ferret or whatever to the off-leash areas because obviously they're not dogs. Obviously they're not dogs, says the man who says he's a fucking dog.
Dog.
That's fine, that's God fine. You can identify as a dog. My friend here identifies as Vietnamese. Guess what he eats?
Actually, it's Festival of the Dog this week, I think, in China.
But if you want to go to the park and play with my owner, well, as a canine, that should be my right.
Do I have a sad trombone set on the soundboard? I don't. I'm sorry. I just...
So after a while... normal people would just stop going there, and then we'd just burn down all the dog parks.
The fact that this person used to teach children, and now says he identifies as a dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I was right that Vietnam was one of the countries where they actually do eat dog, wasn't it? I know there's a handful.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but you don't really want regular people contracting anything they're carrying.
Oh, yeah, God knows the disease.
Oh. Now, thanks to the city of Portland, Bo and his fellow furries can take advantage of the city's designated off-leash areas, provided they respect and adhere to the posted rules and regulations of our city parks.
Which means many of these city parks are going to have signs put up that say no yiffing.
Oh, fuck me.
That's going to be great, yes. No yiffing, no dressing as animals.
Daddy, I found a stray. Can I keep it?
Nope.
Looks like it has the mange. We have to put it down.
Looks like its name. I see it's on its name tag here. It says Old Yeller.
If found, take to the back of the woodshed. Somebody else is going to have to drive this bus today. My internet keeps going in and out.
This is literally the cyanide and happiness episode where the mother is trying to have her child put down by a vet.
Oh, we found the one sane person in Portland. Yeah, however, not everyone is celebrating the new resolution. I think it's ridiculous, said Council Member Amanda. Yes, Amanda, you are the one sane person left in Portland who sits on Portland's Parks Board. Oh, she's not on the council. She's on the Parks Board. You're still the one sane person. I thought you voted against it. You didn't get the chance, but I believe
so there's at least two sane people.
Two sane people. Oh, no. I thought it was the city board, but apparently it was the Parks Board because she is the one that voted against the resolution. We're allowing people in costumes to frolic about and fornicate in to their heart's content in our public parks.
There are going to be so many children asking so many awkward questions to their parents.
I think we just declare Portland no longer part of America. Wall it off. You know, anybody found to being degenerate, throw them to Portland. Fuck it. Portland for the furries. Put a big sign at the entrance to Portland. Abandon all hope, ye who enter. Giffing is bound.
No. You just wall the whole thing off and treat it like Escape from New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just round all the degenerates up in Portland and send them to California.
Okay. This may be the only coherent argument I've heard in favor of this. So, Portland's mayor came out and said the Equal Use Act is synonymous with Portland's official slogan, "Keep Portland Weird," quoted Mayor Hales, before adding, "That is precisely what we intend to do."
Wow.
Okay, really, I'm all in favor for the walling off of Portland and preventing any
contagion
people moving in and out.
This contagion may spread. We have to wall it off and firebomb the place.
The only way to be sure.
I mean, they have the spikes. We have to take care of this.
I mean, if this is the kind of shit that flies in Portland, man, how long before that city declares bankruptcy?
Can we get some Space Marine power armor and some flamethrowers? There's a cartoon we're going to need to reenact.
Yeah. I get wanting to be a niche city, but this is not the way to be a niche city. Like, what do you think?
This is how to be a
furries?
Cesspool.
Exactly. Like, what are the percentage of furries actually in the United States? It'd be less than 1%.
I can't imagine
Portland.
Most of them even would want this.
No. Like, yes, all furries are degenerate, but not all furries are degenerate. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking most of them put on their costumes at home in shame, hiding from their parents. But, I mean, how many of them are actually want to be out in public? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a thing. Is this what radicalization on the internet looks like? Because I think we can get them declared as terrorists.
They should do what all other niche fetish communities do. When you want to have a convention, you rent out a cruise liner. You sail around some nice tropical islands, and on the boat, you dress up as animals and fuck.
I don't know. They tried that at a hotel, and it went horribly wrong.
But if it's in international waters, I mean, you know.
Yes, but if they ruin the boat, what cruise line will let them in?
I didn't say it was going to be a repeat affair, but I said you do what everyone else does.
So they'll just be out there in the middle of the Caribbean, and the crew will be chucking them into the water. Got it.
And the torpedoes.
And nothing of value was lost. Oh. So anyone else have comments on Portland, Oregon, or fucking in animal costumes in local parks where children can see?
We need more fire is all I can say.
Yeah, and I'm with that.
And on that, let's move on to not just Florida man is weird. Florida woman can be weird too. Florida woman, tired of living in Trump's country, stabs herself multiple times. Police say.
You do know you can leave the country without stabbing yourself, right?
It's Don't very hard to immigrate to any place worth immigrating to.
Well, not anymore. Now they have a record of mental illness.
Well, even without that, I don't think anyone in this channel could successfully immigrate to Canada. With the possible exception of Morps. No, wait a minute. Canada's a commonwealth of... So, RU would have less of a problem. Okay, I would not be able to easily immigrate to Canada. Or to England. Or to any place worth immigrating to. They generally want you to have a skill set that they deem in demand. So unless you're a doctor, an engineer, or rich as fuck, you're pretty much stuck where you're born. Or you can come to the U.S. because we take in everyone. I'm trying to get that down to 1 million people a year, but right now we take in everyone and over 1 million of them a year. So, Florida woman was stuck stabbing herself. She just didn't do a good enough job because they took her to the hospital and she's going to live.
So she still gets to live in the...
She gets to live in Trump's America. That saved her. You owe the Donald your life. I want you to know this if you ever listen to this episode.
Wow. He's publicly calling for her to kill herself now, Madman. Is that what you're saying?
No, we're not publicly calling for her to kill herself. We're simply pointing out things that might hasten her to make that decision on her own.
So, I mean, you're telling the truth, man. You can't tell the truth.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can tell everybody the truth. This is my truth. I'm telling it to you. Oh, God, no, I can't. I just said that. Somebody needs to...
There are many truths like it, but this one is mine.
There's no my truth. There's the truth. The truth is, you owe someone your life. He may have orange hair. Yeah, I'm trying to get her to kill herself. According to the police report, officers with the Palomato Police Department responded to a call about a woman, though it was unclear if she or someone else contacted the police. Oh, she may have failed to commit? No! You never fail to commit. At the time, the officers found the woman outside of her home with her face, head, and legs. Face, head. Face is part of the head. And legs with blood on them. When the officers asked the woman what happened, she lifted up her shirt and revealed 3 stab wounds on her abdomen that were still bleeding. Ah, I don't think she went for anything vital. The woman who has not been named admitted to officers that she had stabbed herself because she was tired of living in Trump's country and was tired of President Donald Trump being in office.
He will be eventually out of office.
Yeah, you know, and either about a...
And, you know, 2 to 6 years.
Yeah, there it is. Thank you, Mad Ben. I've been drinking. Knob Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Good bourbon.
Decided to finish it off tonight.
So, according to the police report, officers contacted paramedics who transported the woman to the local hospital under trauma alert. She was later admitted into the hospital under Baker Act. Oh, now I wonder what the Baker Act is. Also known as Florida's Mental Health Act. You're going to the 6th floor, bitch. They're not going to let you out. A state law enacted in 1971 allows for an individual to be placed in psychiatric hold for up to 72 hours. The law can be invoked by doctors, mental health professionals, and law enforcement, and judges. So we're watching you for 72 hours due to crazy.
Awesome.
Well, she stabbed herself a few times. It's probably not a bad move.
But she's not crazy, man. It's Trump's fault. I'm telling you right now.
The sad part is way too many people would agree with that statement.
I know. Oh, man. Florida. It's in the water.
In this case, the responding officer used the law to admit the woman, writing in the police report, "I strongly believe that there is a substantial likelihood that without care or treatment, the person will cause seriously bodily harm to herself and or others. I believe that name redacted is unable to determine for herself whether examination is necessary."
Oh, it's necessary. Crazy bitch.
Speaking to the woman at the hospital, she informed the officer that she had previously been admitted under the Baker Act. She's a repeat client.
Wow.
And had tried to hurt herself before, the police report says.
She's hoping to fill up her punch card so she can get a free sandwich.
Imagine my shock.
Subway, you need to start doing that again.
Every 10th breakdown, get a free sandwich. This is MAGA country.
Go ahead, Morps.
Where's my sandwich?
A heavily obese man was heard to yell while whipping a knife around on his wrists. It is crushing. Soul crushing.
Yeah. And she just went for... if I was going to kill myself by stabbing, I think I would want to find out where my heart was. And then I would realize that this is going to hurt, and then I'd blow my fucking brains out like a normal person.
If you're really keen on using a blade to end it, build yourself a guillotine.
Ooh.
Or can it self-activate?
Get a little get a little creative and leave a mystery for the cops. You know, freeze the handle of the knife in a block of ice and then jump onto it so you land on your back. and have the heater on. That way, the you know, the cops have to figure out that you stabbed yourself very creatively rather than were murdered. You know, make it interesting for them.
That's awesome. Creative suicide.
Or just kind of freak them out. So instead of the guillotine, do a razor wire noose where you sit down in a chair to hang yourself. But before you do all this, you super glue the sides of your hands to the sides of your head. So that after you cut your head off, you drop it in your lap while you're sitting in a chair.
That's definitely up there with creative.
Ooh, then you just need to get online and find a good, you know, fake Saul video and just, you know, rig up something to autoplay that when somebody walks in the room.
The problem is now I want to be around to see what happens after I do it.
It's like I'm creating the world's greatest conspiracy. Unfortunately, I will never know if it worked.
Oh, man. I'm going to be beating that one to death. You got another one you can throw at us, Madman?
Yes, we're going to have to go with some escaped animals. Awesome. A semi-truck crashed carrying 40,000 pounds of bees. I did not know bees were measured by the pound, but they are.
I thought they were measured by the bushel.
I figured by the hive, but 40,000 pounds of bees.
A lot of buzzing.
The semi-truck carrying 40,000 pounds of honeybees was traveling from California to North Dakota when it crashed on a rural road near Bozeman. Oh, Bozeman, Montana. I've been there. No humans were injured in the crash, giving 40,000 pounds of bees the option to escape.
Question is, were there any queens in that?
There should have been, because they're going to be transported by hive. So how many of her hives make up 40,000 pounds of bees? There's that many queens.
I mean, it's a hell of a recovery issue when you think about it. You got to take the damaged hives, relocate the queen, wait till after dark before all the bees return home. That's a nightmare situation, and 40,000 pounds worth of nightmare.
Well, not yeah. Plus two, you just shook up all their hives and put them in a wreck. They're all going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
You just unleashed a massive amount of pissed off bees into that area.
Roll them up, Lou. Rolling them up, Bill.
The assistant fire chief, Brian Nicolai, told CNN his crew had never been involved in a call like this. He says the team's first priorities were to ensure the safety of the driver, the passenger, and address the diesel leak from the truck. Oh, the bees could have caught on fire. That would have sucked. I like honeybees. They make honey.
Yeah.
That's
and they're just
honey.
Good for the environment.
Yeah, but it's going to have a greasy diesel taste. If you're going to smoke honey, you want to use cherry or something. It's disgusting. I kind of don't want to smoke honey. Fucking things make everything taste better, right?
Is there like a whole website devoted to bee gifts? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Morps? Is that how you're getting all these bee gifts? Like there's a whole like beegifts.ca or something?
Well, there is now. You just set it on the internet. It's like, wait 5 minutes. There it is.
The bees did allow the truck drivers to leave unharmed and unmolested.
That was nice of him.
The bees were later quoted as, "We were still dazed and confused from the wreck."
Well, yeah, normally when you transport them, they're knocked out with smoke and that.
All right. So when he arrived, it's like there were a lot of bees, but he estimates only about a quarter of the 40,000 pounds had actually been set loose. Oh, so only 10,000 bees.
10,000 pounds of bees were released.
And flying around.
Please tell me it was near an elementary school.
Oh, God. Unfortunately, no. But to be safe, the fire department wore its full set of I'm in an Inferno gear. I wonder how B-type that is.
Well, beekeeper suits aren't B-type. They apparently get into them all the time. It's like, you know, you show up in a beekeeper suit, fine. I'm showing up in a fucking wetsuit. It's like, get into that.
40,000 pounds of bees is equivalent to about 133 million.
Okay. Yeah, there are 4,000 fucking bees to a pound of bees. Okay? Just wrap that around your head. And what?
How 10, many 000, bees?
4,000 bees per pound of bees. It's a lot of bees when 10,000, what was it, 10,000 pounds of bees?
10,000 pounds of bees. So was that 400,000 bees?
400,000 bees, man. Yeah. That's a lot of bees.
That'd be a hell of a boss fight.
Oh, yeah.
4,000 bees.
Who would win? One lion or 4,000 pounds of bees? Wow.
Probably was, the bees.
Damn. I never would have thought there were that many bees per pound.
Highway Patrol Sergeant Pat McLaughlin told CNN that such a large quantity of bees, there's always a chance people will be stung, but so far there's no injuries or immediate risk to public safety.
Well, looks like they got it under control. Well, that's the main thing.
Most of the ones that got out are probably just, you know, out in the wild building hives and shit and just being bees, being wild bees. Because it's not like you tame them. But on the same, I was just waiting for the quote of, and the driver found out he was allergic to bees when he was stung two or three times. It's like, that'd be a bad job to take if you were allergic to bees.
Wow.
Oh, man, that is a dude completely covered in bees.
Yeah, I'll take you looking at those gifts as well.
But, yes, he's breathing through bees.
It'd be pretty warm, too, think about it. What is bees? I don't know.
If they're all flapping their little wings, it might be like wearing an air conditioner.
Well, apparently, bees actually aren't all that hostile unless you were, like, actively fucking with them. So I imagine if you're just sitting still and, you know, not really panicking or swatting at them or anything, they're probably just checking you out and pretty much, you know, you're something to sit on. So,
yeah.
Unless they're African bees, and in that case, you're dead, because that many bees would just murder you.
Yeah, they're assholes.
And then, you know, wasps are right out, because just fuck those alien little bastards.
Wasps are fucking bastards.
I hate wasps.
There is no legitimate reason why wasps should exist. I'm just they're putting that statement out there. Especially those Asian wasps that, you know, do like an inch damage to you and punch your skin.
Oh, dude, those kill
like
people.
Shot. Yeah, I know.
Those
that's what I mean. There's no genuine reason.
Japan.
There's no genuine reason to have wasps. They are nature's fuck up.
I mean, they actually have taken that wasp and put it against other bugs in that Japanese bug fighting show. And had to retire the wasp because nothing would kill it.
Randy Savage of wasps.
There was a video where one of those wasps got into a regular beehive and just murdered the entire hive because they couldn't kill it.
All right, man, what do we got for another one? Gotta get through these.
Speaking of dead guy,
the fucking army in again. I hate wasps. Sorry, Batman.
So, everyone love classic cars? I love classic cars. They're amazing.
I love them, too.
Everybody likes good classic cars.
Yeah.
You yield to them on the highway.
1968 Ford Mustang. Beautiful car. And one was recently sold after being parked and in storage for 40 years.
Wow.
It was kind of auctioned off. You know, normally whenever you buy a car, get the title from the owner.
Yeah.
Well, in this car, you actually bought the owner.
Whoops.
This one.
He committed suicide in storage, and nobody checked on him for 40 years.
40 years. Car was sold. Usually when you buy a car, oh, they made the same joke I made after reading the headline. Now I feel like I may have ripped this off, or at least people will think that. Usually when you buy a car, you get the title from the owner. But this 1968 Ford Mustang GT was actually sold with the previous owner inside. His earthly remains, at least.
I like this
was
car.
The whole body in the car, or what?
According to the account posted to Mustang Fan Club,
I want to be buried in this car.
The rusty car had been sitting in a Florida.
Goddamn Florida.
I love you, Florida. Keep doing this. A Florida barn since the 1970s, when its owner, James, passed away a few years ago. His best friend, Bruce, asked the family if he could buy the car from them. They agreed, and he moved the car to with him to California. Unable to get around to fixing it himself, Bruce decided to put it up for sale on Craigslist. You can buy everything on Craigslist, including dead people. Where it was spotted by a Georgia car collector named Zach Taylor. When Taylor went to check the car out, he noticed a jar full of ash inside and asked, "What is it?" Bruce told him it was James. It's James' remains, and they didn't use cremains. I used the correct word, but cremated remains. They're known as cremains. And that he could have them with the car to keep them together. Oh.
If I remember right, I believe the current owner plans on mixing his ashes into the paint.
Well, that would be the thing to do, right?
I'm starting to think this is more of a feel-good story than something to laugh at. And like, they're paying this guy a lot of respect. You know, he obviously loved this car. And even though that it's theirs now, they're still going to keep him as part of the car. I think it's a lot of respect in that.
Yeah.
After going back and forth for several months, Taylor purchased the car for $7,000.
I don't know
if that's... Oh, yeah, it's a rusty car. One moment. I guess I could have done this for Morps and everyone, not me.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that they're doing that for the dude.
But, they'd need to... I mean, because that'd be a cool thing to do if you were really into a car like that, a classic car like that, to have your ash mixed into the paint.
Yeah.
And paint it in. Or I guess you could be mixed into... I'm trying to think what else you could mix it into. I guess the seat cushions, but that's kind of not great.
Okay.
Body filler?
Yeah, maybe there.
This dude made bank on this car. So it was too far gone for him to restore. So he sold it to a UK restoration shop for $23,000.
And he paid seven?
He paid seven for it.
That's not a bad car flip in anyone's
No, place. Especially since he didn't work on it.
Yeah.
And he passed the remains along, and the car shop is going to do the ones that mix it into the paint. Nice.
That's a nice story. How did a nice story end up on a shit show like this?
See, now I'm thinking, I'm wondering if you could somehow have the ash mixed into the oil, but it'd probably fuck up the oil.
Now that, and you change the oil.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think, how would you get it so that the car is burning you for a while, But, I mean, mixed into the paint of a car would be better than, sprinkled at sea or something.
Yeah, I think that's especially a classic car like that, too. It's not just a throwaway item.
Yeah.
It's going to be kept for a long time to come. And, if the paint job's a good job, they're not exactly going to change it very soon.
And it doesn't say how he's working it in.
Nah.
I'd actually get...
Might have been...
whoever's doing the paintwork, get a pinstriper or something like that to write the dude's name on the firewall or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
In really nice lettering,
Vanity license plate. This car's now named James.
Yeah. Do something like that.
And maybe put the cremains in the panel. I could pop open like a door and put it in the door panel. Or did another thing actually say that they were mixing them in with the paint?
It's
just our idea.
Yeah. Well, I thought I heard it when I heard the story earlier in the... either last week or early this week, but...
Yeah, you
may have been mistaken.
That story's got some age on it. Reuse that from last week. But, all right, you got a quick little one we can just do there, Madman? Or even just the mention of a headline before we wrap this thing up?
Okay, let's see.
I love the fact my internet becomes stable in the last 15 minutes of the show. Thanks, Telstra.
Because I like Alfred Hitchcock, we're going to have to say he's a bit of a Nostradamus. Seagulls keep a couple hostage in their own home for 6 days by attacking them every time they try to leave the house.
That is what Seagulls. Firearms are for.
Yeah, firearms and sporting equipment.
But, tennis I think racket, Fox Wolf for God's sent us sake. That one.
Yeah. That is pretty fucked up. But what a way to skip out of work. Yeah, boss, can't come in again. I'm looking out the front window, and that fucking seagull is eyeing me off.
Well, he has a knife.
I wouldn't be worried about the one seagull, the fact that it's 20, and one of them has a knife.
And I'm pretty sure one's got a tattoo that says Thug Life. I'm going to call.
It's not just the seagulls. There's a couple of furries over there doing something in the corner of the bushes, and I just don't want to go out.
They were able to hospitalize Mr. Picard, age 77. Yeah, wow. These are fucking vicious birds.
What was he wearing? A French fry fucking t-shirt or something?
Is this the start of the movie Birds or something?
Like I said, Hitchcock could see him coming.
Wow. That is, I'm going to give that one. It's a nice story and a good seagull story.
I mean, that it could be worse. Could have been geese.
I don't know, man. I figure you're held captive in your house by wildlife that isn't considered dangerous. You've got to have done something pretty fucked up to those seagulls. And I didn't think seagulls were like crows or anything. They didn't harbor a memory for that sort of thing.
Maybe they just hate everybody.
Yeah, they could just be bastards, but as far as I know, crows are the only birds we found that actually remember individual people.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cursed? Like, did he piss off a voodoo witch doctor or something?
I think it is. It might not be they're the only birds that remember a person. I think they're the only birds that teach other birds about it. So if he pissed off this flock and they all saw him, they might remember him. But like if you piss off a crow, that crow will go tell his buddies and they will fucking hate you.
Oh, I was going to say something then and I realized that's racist. Anyway, on that note, Morphs, got any final statements, closing thoughts?
Where's the...
Sorry, I'm white! I'm sorry, I'm male! Why?
That's all I got.
One day you're going to let that poor little gimp out of the box.
Fuck no. Do you know how much bank we're making off that guy screaming? It's like a Twitch thing.
ESV, final thoughts or statements?
After the finishing with restoring that Ford Mustang and combining James' ashes into it, we have the creation of the first Transformer.
It's a haunted car.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. A little Raspberry Pi in there with fucking, you know, a little voice synthesizer. Hello, I am Dave. Initiating engine.
I thought I was dead. What did you do? I'm aiming for the nearest tree as fast as I can go.
Oh, man. Some dark shit. Nice car. Yeah, it keeps molesting my wife. Madman, final comments or statements for the day?
Never seen a seatbelt do that
before.
Madonna
believes she can convince the Pope that abortion is moral.
Well, good luck with that, Madonna. Let's hope nothing tragically happens to you while you're in some sort of long haulage flight. All I can say. Thank you. And on that note, I apologize for not having so much to say on the show this week because my internet was up and down, but we will be back maybe next week. Who knows? Keep your ears open and get off my fucking lawn. The show is over.
It's all right to jerk off to cartoons. The Japanese do it every day. So rub one out for the USA. The USA!
Shut up, Wesley.